We are at intermission. We are at Carnegie Hall. I'm John Schaefer. Fred Child is with me. And so, too, is Sir Paul McCartney himself. And first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
Eating a little of our chocolate, our in-studio chocolate here.
You had to tell everyone.
In May of 2000, we produced and broadcast an all-John Tavener event at the Church of St. Ignatius Loyola. I remember you were very much in love with the church that evening, and you narrated one of John Tavener's pieces, and it was a lovely moment, and it seemed like it was just a lovely moment, until the new recording of Ecce Cor Meum came out, and I read the liner notes and found that, in fact, that evening meant more to you than just a brief moment of narration in the middle of a concert.
Yeah, that was when I got the title. I was looking around the church, waiting for my moment when I would narrate John's piece. And I saw a crucifixion up there with the words underneath it, Ecce Cor Meum. So I spent a little time trying to work out what that meant. I'd never seen that before. You know, I'd seen a lot of things around churches, but I'd never actually seen those words. And I knew Ecce meant behold from my school days.
From Latin.
I remembered it, yeah, Latin. You know, yeah. Caesar crossing the Alps. Ecce, Caesar, behold. And I had this funny little moment when I was on holiday and I was on a beach. There was a lady who used to have the crossword faxed in, an older lady. And she'd do it every morning. I'd go down and say, how you doing? She said, fine. How's the crossword? Great. One morning I said, how you doing? She said, fine. I said, how's the crossword? She said, I'm stuck. So I said, what is it? She said, I've got everything, but there's one clue. Four letters, behold, brackets, Latin. She said, I'm no good on Latin. I said, I think you'll find that that is Ecce. You know. She said, really? You know? I said, yeah, put it in. It'll be okay. So, because it was the next day. So it's always stuck in my mind, the word Ecce, after that. So I worked that out, and then I got Cor, associated that with, you know, corona and coronary and all this stuff, and dredged it up from my Latin school. You know, I always used to tell my kids it's a really good reason to do Latin, because you can dissect English words and find out what ambulatory means, from ambulo and all that. And so that was that.
So Ecce Cor Meum became the title of this piece, and Behold My Heart, the theme of the piece as well. The piece was already underway in the spring of 1998, and a transformative moment in the life of this piece and the genesis of this piece was the death of your wife, Linda McCartney. How much of the music was already written at that point?
It was probably about half of it was written. Sketches were forming. And then Linda died, and it stopped me completely. And couldn't really do anything, but I found that, you know, I led myself back to the piece through what happens in the middle of this piece, which is an interlude called a lament, and it's a very sad piece of music, and that helped me get back, and so I wrote my grief out during that piece,
and that's the one wordless section.
Yeah. And it's funny, it's probably the most emotional, which, you know, I find very interesting, because you expect, you know, words are what will make you emotional. But it's just the chords and the oboe there. And my assistant and myself, whenever we hear this, he's here tonight too, we only can remember the two of us sitting at this keyboard, and he was doing the technical stuff, weeping as I kind of composed this thing, and we played it back. So it's a very important little piece for me. And then it got me back into the piece, and I was able to finish it.
The piece is called Ecce Cor Meum, Behold My Heart. It's been noted that, Paul, of the Beatles, you were the one that originally was listening to avant-garde classical music. You were bringing in the tape loops and the things like that into the studio. You showed in the 90s with your almost anonymous Fireman recordings that you were still keeping up with kind of trends in the avant-garde and electronic music. With this piece, you seem to have looked back at a centuries-old English choral tradition. Did that grow out of the commissioning process, the grieving process? How did the language...
Well, it started out of the commission. You know, Sammy Kahn used to be asked, how did it start? He said, it starts with a phone call. any of your songs, you know, and that's the truth. All these classical pieces I've done, someone's rung me up. It's not that I've said, I must do a classical piece. They rung me up and said, would you dare? Or, you know, would you do this? I said, yeah, I'd love to. And I accept it before I know what I'm doing. So, yeah, I was asked to do that by Magdalen College. And I went up and listened to their choir. And as you say, you know, this huge ancient English tradition of choirs was great. I mean, just to hear them sing that music in the chapel at Magdalen, it's very moving and very interesting. Because there's a huge breadth of stuff they cover. You know, they go sort of from Handel to this, that, and they go back to, I don't know, 13th century, and it's great. And some of it's very simple, some of it's very complex. So I loved it. I fell in love with it. And so I accepted. And so that's really where this sort of choral thing comes from, the fact that I was asked to do it for their choir. And then on top of that, you know, I thought, well, why did they ask me? Could have got anyone. People who are much more used to doing this kind of work. I thought maybe they wanted a different slant on it, so I allowed myself to slant it differently, whilst at the same time, you know, assimilating what I heard.
Well, we're just about to hear the American premiere of your piece, Ecce Cor Meum. Sir Paul McCartney, thank you very much for joining us, and in just a moment, we'll hear it live here at Carnegie Hall. Thanks for joining us during intermission.
Thank you, gentlemen. Great to be here at the great Carnegie Hall in America for the premiere of Ecce Cor Meum.